Week 2, Monday, Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. How can I pray? I don't know you exist half of the time. I pray to empty space and have no words, and sometimes not a trace of thought except distractions. Then I try to twist my mind to what? Yet something does insist that it's all right. This blank is not a waste of time, and it's not wrong to have me placed just here without strength even to resist. Come now, what is it you expect of me? I don't speak words. I spoke a word who said all there ever was to say. A friend who really loves brings language to an end. Don't be afraid that our embrace is dead. Just here is where you are supposed to be. Your beauty is more than mortal. Every word you speak is full of grace. Psalm 45, Part 1. My heart is overflowing with a noble theme, with the song I composed to be sung before the king. My tongue is quick as the pen of a skillful scribe. You are far more handsome than mere mortal men. Grace has been poured upon your lips, and that is why God has given you eternal blessings. Belt your sword on your hip, mighty king, and in your splendor and finery ride on in the triumphant procession of truth, humility, and virtue. Your strong right hand will reveal its awesome power. Your sharp arrows find the hearts of the king's enemies, and whole peoples will fall to the ground beneath you. Your throne, God of mine, lasts forever and forever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of virtue, because you love virtue and hate vice. And that is why God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy more than any other king. All your clothes give off the scent of myrrh, aloes, and cassia, and from ivory palaces comes string music for your pleasure. The daughters of kings form part of your procession, with the queen in gold from Ophir at your right hand. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Your beauty is more than mortal. Every word you speak is full of grace. The bridegroom is nearby. Go out and welcome him. Part 2. Listen to me, my daughter. Pay attention and give me a hearing. Forget your people and your father's house, and then the king will be ravished by your beauty. Give homage to him because he is your master, and all of Tyre will come with gifts, and the country's wealthy will fawn upon you. The royal daughter is completely glorious as she enters, in clothing of spun gold, her robes full of colorful embroidery, carried in to the king, followed by her maiden friends who will be introduced to you. They are brought along, twittering in delight, as they enter the palace of the king. You will now have sons instead of fathers, and you will make them princes over all the earth. And I will keep your name remembered generation after generation, and so people will sing your praise forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The bridegroom is nearby. Go out and welcome him. Master, please show us the radiance of your mercy. Song, Sirach 36, 1-5 and 10-13. Please come to help us, God of the universe, and put the fear of you into all the nations. Raise your hand against the Gentiles and make them feel your power. Just as you used us to show them your holiness, now please use them to show us your glory, so that they will know, as you know, that there is no God but you. Give us new signs and perform new miracles. Reveal the glory of your right hand and arm. And please collect together all the tribes of Jacob, for them to inherit the land they owned long ago. Show mercy to the people who have your name, Israel, the one you called your firstborn. and please have pity for your holy city, Jerusalem, where you have your home. Fill Zion with your majesty and your temple with your glory. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please show us the radiance of your mercy. Reading, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. And this is why we never stop thanking God, because when you listened to what we said about God, you did not accept it as human talk, but for what it really is, words God is saying as he acts within you when you believe. Please accept this prayer of mine, Master, which rises up to you. Please accept this prayer of mine, Master, which rises up to you. It is like burning incense in your sight, which rises up to you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please accept this prayer of mine, Master, which rises up to you. My soul will proclaim the Master's greatness forever. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because he has turned his eyes toward his poor little slave. And now, from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of him. He has flexed his strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to his servant Israel, just as he told our ancestors, remembering to shower his mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My soul will proclaim the Master's greatness forever. Let us praise our Prince, who loves, nurtures, and supports his church. With faith, let us cry out to him, please answer your people's prayers, Master. Master Jesus, please give us the blessing of having every person be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Please answer your people's prayers, Master. Please preserve our Holy Father and our Bishop, and come with your power to help them. Please answer your people's prayers, Master. Please remember those who are searching for honest work and help them lead a life of peaceful security. Please answer your people's prayers, Master. Master, please be a refuge for the poor and help them in their trouble. Please answer your people's prayers, Master. We entrust to your care all bishops, priests, deacons, and laity who have died. May they sing your praises forever around your heavenly throne. Please answer your people's prayers, Master. Master, thank you for the special blessing you have bestowed on me today. Please answer your people's prayers, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Omnipotent Father, since you have given us the strength to work throughout the day, please accept our evening sacrifice of praise, as we thank you for your gifts that are too many for us to count. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.